Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reid Rav Shmuel bar Shilah Mishrei deRav, a very famous memra. Kishem shemit shenichnas Av mimati m'simcha. Just like when Av comes, we lessen and decrease our simcha. Kach likewise mishenichnas Adar marbim b'simcha. When Adar comes in, we increase our joy. Rashi notes, Yimei nisim hayu l'Yisrael Purim u'Pesach. These are days of miracles, Purim and Pesach. So we need to understand that, as the Mota Labina points out in Source 1, it doesn't talk about that the month of Purim is a month of Adar, it's a month of Simcha, Bichodesh Adar, but rather, Mishenichnos Adar, when Adar comes in, the period of Adar ushers in a period of Purim and goes through Pesach, and it's a time of increasing Simcha. And obviously we need to ask ourselves, and this is our overall question, what is this Simcha? How is the Simcha manifested? How do we access this Simcha? And how do we keep the Simcha going, not only through Adar, not only after Pesach, but through Purim as well? Second, we know that, this is source number two, Kimu v'Kiblu, that Chazal at this time, when Klal Yisrael accepted when it says in the Megillah, Klal Yisrael, Kimu v'Kiblu Aleim, Aleim Valzaram, that Klal Yisrael re-accepted on them and their children, Chazal learned that they re-accepted the Torah me'ahava. They re-accepted the Torah from love, from the Ahavat Hanes, and we need to be able to explain where in Purim do we find this aspect of Mamad Har Sinai, this aspect of re-accepting the Torah. If this is such a major event, how is this manifested in Purim as well? It's very interesting, Gra, that Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein in his new Sefer, beautiful Sefer, if you like puns, throughout the whole Sefer, Purim, removing the mask, which goes through the depth of what Purim is about. He quotes here the Gra on the Pasuk when Haman wanted to destroy the Jews. It says, "Lahashmid la'arog u'la'beid et kol ha'yudim." And the Gra points out that these four languages, "Lahashmid la'arog u'la'beid et kol ha'yudim," and the fourth language, "Ushlalam lavos," to destroy, murder, eradicate, and to plunder their possessions, corresponds to four different aspects. The body, the physical life force known as a nefesh, the spiritual possessions known as a shama, and one's possessions. And this is what Hama wanted to destroy, all aspects. Because there were four different aspects, and each one has a little bit of a variation, as he points out, we have four different mitzvahs of the day to counter each one of these. So Megillah reading in Source 4 corresponds to Haman's plan to destroy our spirituality. The sages instituted a Torah reading that recounts the miracle of Purim. And again, the Megillah reading, as we'll see, is part of the Kimu v'Kiblu, the reaccepting of the Torah. The feasting, which corresponds to his plan to destroy our physical bodies. We have a feast that indulges and promotes our physical existence. Rejoicing, corresponding to the plan to murder us. There's a mitzvah to rejoice, and the happier a person is, the more alive he is. Hence, the greatest way to express Haman's failure to kill us is through rejoicing. And gifts correspond to Haman's wish to remove the notion of Jewish ownership, right? Ushlalam lavos. We celebrate his failure by expressing our ownership of our possessions in the most productive and meaningful way by gifting to our friends and those who are in need. Mishloch manos and matanos avyonim. What we do see from here, and this upshot is where I'd like to begin our study, is that they're all interconnected. One's body, one's physical life force, one's spiritual life force, one's possession, they're all interconnected. And therefore, the idea of the mitzvos are also all interconnected. It's not like I read Megillah, and then I have a feast, and then I give Mishloach Manos, and then I'm happy. The happiness comes through the Megillah reading, the feasting, the gift-giving. It's all interconnected, and that's what we're going to see with the aspect of Simcha, that it's touching upon all the aspects of the mitzvahs of the day, as well as we'll see all the aspects, really, of our life, again, continuing through Pesach and beyond. In order to introduce our first of many levels, there's a very interesting idea of the Noam Siach, Rav Schneur Cutler, who points out that if you take a look at the Rambam on the mitzvah of Purim, he says, Sharei Katav, source 5, Lihiyot Yom Simcha. It should be a day of joy, umishte, and of parting, umishloach manos l'reim matanos l'avyonim, and a day of giving mishloach manos and matanos l'avyonim. It's very interesting. He doesn't say it's a time for the mitzvahs are, but rather lihiyot yom. It should be a day that encompasses all of these things. And according to the Noam Siach reading the Rambam in Source 6, we find the Niradisfira Leidla Rambam, the Yisod Achiyuv Shal Mitzvahs, HaMishteh Mishloch Manos Matanos Lavyonim, Noveh Mechiyuv HaSimcha Sheyesh Biyom Zeh. The Chiyuv HaSimcha Vapurim Shani Mechiyuv HaSimcha Desher Moadim. All of these mitzvahs are coming from the mitzvah of Simcha, the mitzvah of rejoicing, which is different on Purim than all the other holidays. And he says the difference is that on all the other holidays there's a mitzvah for a person to be happy. It's not only that a person himself should be happy, that's not the focus. As the Rambam writes, our obligation is to create a day of rejoicing. And the way we do that is for ourselves by eating and drinking. The way we do that is by giving gifts to others. The way we do that is by giving matanos lavyonim, and anyone who asks, we respond. It's a day wherein my responsibility is to make other people happy. To look at Purim as just about me, as Ativa Moadim points out, to think that it's a self-centered day, we've missed the point. It's not about what can you do to make yourself happy today. And you'll go all out, your costumes and drinking and giving gifts. It's about you. No, it's about the day. The day has to be a Yom Mishneh V'Simcha. And because it's about the day, and our obligation is to make the day happy, we have to find ways to make it happy for others as well. That the day itself should be a day of creation of happiness. With this we can appreciate what the Rambam says. Mutav L'Adam in the Aron 6, L'Harbos Matanos L'Avyonim. It's better for a person to spend more money on giving gifts to the poor than the money you spend on your suda and on mishloach mano together, because there's no greater simcha than making the poor and the unfortunate happy. Because again, if it's just about the mitzvah matanos lavyonim, I can give two gifts to two people, shalom Yisrael, I'm finished. I give some money to two of yoni, I'm finished. But if it's a day about making the day happy, then I want to go out and make as many people happy as possible. What's the best way to make people happy? Take people who have nothing. And when you give them money and you give them the provisions that they need, there's nothing happier than that. You're Dome Lashchina. You're like in Tokar Shparuch. And with this, we can also explain in 8 why the Rambam says by Mishloch Manos, the language, the Meshubach, V'chol HaMarbe Lishloch L'Rei Meshubach. The more you give to your friends, the more praiseworthy it is. So again, even though, you know, there's a minimum that I have to give, why does the Rambam says V'chol HaMarbe Reisim Meshubach? It's up because the Etzem HaMitzvah, the Ikar HaMitzvah Liyot Yom Simcha, and V'Simcha Zuei Lashior, and there's no limit to how much you can make somebody happy. So there's a minimum requirement of Shtei Mano L'Reyehu, of two gifts to one friend. Of a Kol Shemosif, Harei B'chol Ikar HaChiyuv D'Simcha, V'Ezerak Tosefet V'Chomer. It's not just an addition, I'm giving out more Mishloach Mano. No, it's more opportunities of Simcha. It's more opportunities to rejoice people. And that's why the Sfarim say that the people we should give Mishloach Mano to are people who normally don't get Mishloach Mano. People who are the more on the peripheral of the fringe of our community. Because it's a day about making as many people happy as we can. With this in mind, my friends, we can now begin our first of the four levels of what Simcha is. Simcha, as we will see, is about our obligation to make others happy. The day of Purim, the mitzvah of Purim, is to create as much Simcha as possible. Let's see this first idea very beautifully illustrated in Rav Elia Roach Zatzal Sichat Eliyahu, beginning in Source 10. And he says, we find, very interesting, that Purim has really two main motifs. The Kimu V'Kiblu, the re-accepting of the Torah, and the Mishloach Manos V'Tadal Savyonim, and giving the gifts. And it's really about a relationship with God, as well as a relationship between man and one's fellow man. And he says that this idea of the primacy of our relationship with others is very clearly seen, for example, in the Rambam, in source number 11, when the Rambam talks about bringing the Shalmei Chagiga, when a person would bring the Korbanos on a Yantif, which is a mitzvah to rejoice in front of Hashem, the Shalmei Simcha, he can't just eat it himself in Yushalayim, he also has to invite the poor and the needy as well. Otherwise, he says, it's a simchat kresa. What you're doing is rejoicing your stomach. You're not rejoicing the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has envisioned you to rejoice. And indeed, the Rambam, as we just noted, notes that when one rejoices with the levanim, with the poor, with those who are yosomi, mamanos, geirim, those who are widows, orphans, etc., shemesamech lev hamulolim, in the bracket in 12, ha'elu domer l'shchina. One is likened to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as it says, l'achayot ruach shvalim v'l'achayot lev nidakim. Describing kivyochel Kadosh Baruch Hu, he brings life to those who are downtrodden and unfortunate. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, in the asterisk in 12, u'l'chora, maza shayach l'purim. What does it have to do with Purim? Is Purim a day to be domer l'shchina? Purim, we're supposed to be happy for the miracles that Hashem did for us. In what way is Purim being domer l'shchina? And he says even deeper, it's very interesting that if you compare in the arrow in 12, Purim to Yom Kippur, and there are a lot of comparisons. On Yom Kippur, we're doma l'malachim. We're likened to angels. We wear white, we stand with our feet together, we don't even drink. We're like angels. Purim and Yom Kippur is like Purim, and Purim is even greater. Purim, we're doma l'shchina. We're likened to Hashem. What is this all about? So in order to appreciate this, we have to understand that we are here created, as the Maginit Mishnah points out on the Rambam, that the idea of Simcha is to do the Ritzon of Hashem. The real idea of Simcha is Ki l'kach notzar l'shamesh et kono, u'kishu oseh ma shenivra b'shvilo yismach v'yagil. Where did the Simcha of a mitzvah come from? So notes the Magid Mishnah, when we are doing what we are supposed to be doing, there is no greater Simcha than that. And what is the greatest way to be Domeh L'Shechina? So if we take a look for a moment in 17b, the Mishnah's Rav Aaron Cutler's Atzal, he brings down the idea that more than the ego rotzeli, no, more than the calf wants to nurse, ha'para rotzel anik, the cow wants to nurse. Ki tachlito shel ha'adam, because the purpose of a person, lo l'kabel ma'olam, is not to take from this world, Ella, latet velashbia, but to give and to influence. V'zoi suras adam shenivrab etzelam, and this is the way of a person created in the image of God. V'alken yikar dveikus b'Hashem, hi ba'licha b'drachei ha'chesed v'arachami. And that's why the best way to emulate Hashem is to go in His ways of chesed, of kindness, of mercy, of compassion. And here's the key line, my friends. Shibazehu mevi et surat selam elokim shabo lidei tachlito v'tikuno. And when you do this, you are bringing your surat selam elokim. You are bringing the image of God to its purpose and to its fulfillment. You want to know how you can be domeh l'shechina? You want to know how you can be likened to Hashem? It's being by emulating Hashem. And emulating Hashem is taking care of the needs of others. And Rabosai, the greatest way we can possibly be able to be Domeh L'Shechina is by being a giver. And when we are a giver, that is the way we are taking the Tzelem Elohim in us and living it to its fulfillment and to its fullest fruition. There's nothing that makes a person happier than to make other people happy. There's nothing that makes our neshama happier than to be able to give to other people. Ah, if this is true, if this is what real simcha is about, it's about giving, it's about making others happy, so why don't we do this all the time? And the answer is very clear, going back to 14, to the Sichat Eliyahu. We have a body, and the body has different agendas. Avachelek haguf in 14, shel adam hu b'yiduk ha'hefech, haguf afar ma'adamar. The body is made out of afar, out of dirt, chomer, and it's very physical. And what does it care about? Doeg l'atzmo, cares about itself. Rotzet atzmo, wants itself. Hamishutef l'chol nivroim ba'olam, everyone is interested in, what can I get from it? So we have a tug of war. The body says, me, The body says mine. The body says what's in it for me. The body says when we meet somebody, well, how can they benefit me? It's all about me. And the soul is about how can I give to this person? How can I make this person happier? What can I do to alleviate the person's stresses in life? And the body and soul are in constant conflict. If you ever wonder why you get migraine headaches a lot, it means you're a very sensitive person. It means your body and soul is really having it out. Be aware. Physical is connected to the spiritual and the emotional. That's all year round. Come to Lon Purim. And Purim is the time, or Zaruach in 15, Lev Tzadik, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. There is a great light for the Tzadik. Of a straight heart, there is Simcha. Because on Purim, the Lev is Migyasher Imasecha. The Purim is a time when the heart and the mind, the body and the soul are able to go in tandem. And this is the Simcha. The Simcha is when I recognize, my body recognizes that there's no greater joy than to give. When my body recognizes that there's no greater aspect in life than to be a giver in life. So now I understand, my friends, in 16, on Purim, when we re-accepted the Torah Be'ahava, on Purim, when it wasn't kfiya, when it wasn't forced on us, but we wanted to do Ritzon Hashem, we wanted to do the will of Hashem. So Purim is a time where my focus is, I want to be godlike. The nature of Purim, the energy of Purim, is kimu v'kiblu. I want to re-accept the Torah. I want, as the Magid Mishnah says, to have the greatest simcha, which is to do why I'm created. Created, to fulfill Hashem's purpose. And therefore, on this day of Kimu V'Kiblu, on this day when my focus is about re-accepting the Torah, that this is something I want to do, this is something I've chosen to do, the best way, one of the best ways to demonstrate this realization is to be able to be a giver and to be able to focus in on being able to make other people happy. And that's the greatest simcha. And that's our job, not only at Purim time, but it continues on. Maos Chitim in the month of Nisan, being able to give the necessary provisions for Pesach. The ability to be a giver, the ability to help out, is something that starts once Adar, because you just can't walk into Purim and say, you know, I have the greatest joy of giving. You have to learn how to flex those giving muscles. Mishenechnas Adar Marbi Masimcha. We begin to increase our joy, which means we begin to be Domed L'Shechina. We begin to emulate Hashem. How so? By being more of a giver. Every day of Adar, we push ourselves a little bit more. So the time Purim comes, when a Meshulach comes to our door, we're thrilled. Please, what can I give you? I can't give you enough. This is the greatest joy for me to give you. Whoever extends a hand, we give to them. And we give to them with the greatest joy imaginable because we understand that while all year round we're saying, oh no, another Meshulach, oh no, why don't they just get out of a job themselves, oh no. On Purim, our heart speaks, wow, an opportunity to give. Hashem has tailor-made this money when He gave it to me to be, you know, given to you. Wow, thank you for coming. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Gevalt. That's the simcha of giving. And that same thing holds true, my friends, with Mishloach Manos. Every Mishloach Manos that we give should be given with a smile, should be given with love. And, listen closely, every Mishloach Manos that we get shouldn't just be immediately recycled, you know, take off the label, make sure that there's no petek, no note inside from who the person is, and just give it to the next person who comes to the door. Stop! Receive it with joy. Be able to see what they put into it, what they thought about when they gave it to you. Be able, hopefully they didn't recycle it, okay. But be able to allow you to receive the joy, because receiving the joy is also about giving. It's about being able to give those positive feelings to the next person. And that's what Purim is about, to be able just to be in a state of giving and receiving in order to give, a state of joy. And then we are, and particularly by Matanos Lavyonim, of giving to the poor, the day is a day of simcha, a day of rejoicing. Of course, we eat and drink and we do, you know, things that make us happy. But the day isn't focused on me as much as Domed L'Shechina. How so? By making other people happy. That's idea number one. Idea number two. A little bit of a different approach. Rav Rotberg and Melda Labina points out in 17c that we know in the Shlosha Regalim, on the three festivals, we're obligated in Simcha. We're obligated to rejoice, right? We rejoice by eating meat and drinking wine. We rejoice by giving the wives jewelry and clothing, the children what they like. There's an obligation of rejoicing. It's very interesting, he notes, that on Pesach, it never, lo huskar b'tara klal l'shon simcha. Pesach never mentions the simcha. Shavuos mentions it once, and Sukkot three times. How do we understand this? So he says, and this is very deep, he says, real simcha is when a person, ke'en simcha la'adam, the dad in 17c, elu b'mashi siga yideyam alo v'yigiyat to'atzmi. Real simcha is when a person works at something themselves. Sha'az koneh adorim mekinyan gamur b'nafsho, because then it becomes part of you. This is really where deep simcha comes from. But a matnat chinam, when you have a free gift, is external simcha. Thank you, oh, it's great. But when you work for something, right? When you work for the fruit of your hands, that simcha is much deeper, that simcha is much greater. So now we understand, my friends, the following. On Pesach, when Hashem gave us, gave us redemption and we got out of Egypt, it was an Yisrusa Delayla, an awakening from above. We didn't do anything, right? We were very passive, right? Hashem took us out of there. So because there's no aspect really of self, okay, we had mitzvahs to do, but it was really Hashem's initiative. Therefore, there's no inyan of simcha. Obviously, it's an inyan of simcha, but there's no mention of simcha. Shavuos, we've worked now 49 days to reach this climax, and there's more of us, but again, it's a matana, it was a gift from Shamayim, the luchos came from heaven, so we have simcha mentioned once, but it's not the focus. Comes along Sukkot. Sukkot is the culmination of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the second luchos. The second set of luchos on Yom Kippur, Moshe Psolecha, he has to hewn out. It has to come from him. It has to be Klal Yisrael had to do a tremendous amount of tshuva. It's from our own initiative. It's coming from our own selves. Now we see where there is a lot more simcha, a lot more joy. But even on Yom Kippur, when we took the initiative, it was still Hashem coming and giving Moshe Rabbeinu the second luchos. Comes along Yom Kippur. Comes along Purim, 19. Kimu v'kimlu, kimu l'malu mashakiblu l'mata. Hainu de kabalo d'lamata itam ushlemet kokach. Shekabalo zusha lahem l'mata hi shekibla kiyum d'lamala mikoch otzem shlemuta. Ve'en l'chasim kagdolo yud ter midvar nikne kokulo v'kinyanim atzvim ushlemim. On Purim, as we've mentioned, the Gemara's here in 20 in English. The Gemara says, in the time of Matan Torah and Har Sinai, Hashem uprooted the great mountain and covered the Jewish people like an upside-down barrel and said, if you accept the Torah, fine, but if not, there will be your grave. Rav Acha bar Yaakov asked, it seems that the Jews were coerced into accepting the Torah and therefore should not be held accountable if they failed to uphold it. The Gemara answers, they willingly accepted again the death of Achashverosh. The Pasuk says, the Jews confirmed and undertook upon themselves, that means the death of Achashverosh. They confirmed that which already undertaken the days of Moshe. Which means, my friends, that on Purim, it wasn't as if Hashem gave it to us and we accepted it. It was nothing to do with the initiative Kivyochol on Hashem. It was all about us. The Simcha of Purim is really the Simcha's Torah. People, in fact, there's brought down the people have cheesecake on Purim morning like on Shavuos. It's a Kabbalah's Torah. It's an accepting of the Torah. But it's the highest level of simcha. Yom Kippur is like Purim, Purim is higher. Yom Kippur is obviously a simcha. It was our initiative, but still Hashem gave it. On Purim, we are re-accepting the Torah without any part, kivyocha, from Hashem. It's about us. We've taken it upon ourselves. When we've taken this entire initiative upon ourselves, there is no greater simcha than that. Why is Purim the greatest time of simcha? Because Purim is the time when we've re-accepted the Torah. And it's no accident in 22, the Moda Bina points out that just like Imam at Arsinai, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, Kishecha B'Lev Echad, Rashi said that they encamped singular by the mountain with one heart and one soul, there was unity, so too, when we are re-accepting the Torah on Purim, we also have to have this quality of unity, and hence, Mishum Shekoach Achdut Yisrael Nesta Kabbalas Torah de Purim, Ve'im Kein Inyan Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad Hu Mi'inyana De Yoma De Purim. And that is why a fundamental aspect of Purim is the Achdus, that we, Klal Yisrael came together in the time of the Gezerah, just like in the time of Mitzrayim they came by Mamad Har Sinai they came together, so too by Purim they came together, and hence we celebrate the day very much in a day of Achdus, a day of unity, a day of anyone who asks for money, we give them happily, we send gifts. It's a day trying to unify the people together, because part and parcel of Kabbalah Satorah is the Achdus, the unification of the Jews. So now I can appreciate, he says, in 21, now I can appreciate what Rashi says, it's Yumei Adar and Nisan, Yumei Purim and Pesach. Because really, it's going full circle. Why am I marabim b'simcha? Because we re-accepted the Torah. That re-acceptance of the Torah, when did it begin? It began when we left Egypt. So now that I've ended the cycle, I immediately begin almost like a spiral to start again. And I connect myself to where did this whole process begin? Ah, Pesach. So the Simcha of Purim is connected to Pesach, the Simcha, when the process began. And now I go through the process even higher and higher each and every year. So the question we have to ask ourselves, okay, I understand the Simcha, the joy of Purim, the joy of, it's a time of re-accepting the Torah that we are taking upon ourselves. The question we have to ask ourselves is, well, how is that manifested in a practical way? I understand on the first level it's manifested by every time I give, I'm emulating God, my soul is happy, that's the essence of who I am, and I need to be a giver. How is re-accepting the Torah, which they did thousands of years ago, of any bearing on my life in terms of my simcha? So to bring this down into the world of the practical a bit, if we take a look in the Sichos of Rav Pinkas at Sal in Purim in 23, he says, Hine b'nei omek ha'inyan shel Purim hikoach ha'itchachos. The essence of Purim is renewal. V'makor ha'simcha miyuchat shel hazman. And this is what's unique at this time. Am Yisrael chatu b'chol minei chata'im. Klal Yisrael sinned with so many sins. V'nen shum b'chol tzurot ha'adoshim. And they got punished in many different ways. And they created, as we spoke about last week, they cut themselves off from holiness. They, you know, put themselves in the camp of just enjoying and feasting at this meal that was celebrating the demise of Klal Yisrael, really, the end of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why, if you really had to describe what the miracle of Purim is about, it's about resurrection. Nothing that could be fixed. We had to be destroyed and come back. Is for our renewal. We had broken up a relationship, and now we have to start again. And since we have to start again, it only makes sense that there's a new Ma'aman Har Sinai. There's a new Matan Torah. We have to begin, as we spoke about at length last week, our whole vision, our whole point, our whole relationship with Hashem had to be reconnected. Now, if I understand this, my friends, I understand that the whole aspect of Purim is about one word. It's about Tchiyat Zaveitim. Two words. Resurrection, one word. Hitchatshus, renewal. To be able to begin again. Achein hasiya shana shebesofa. Ba'achri shana 25. Kishenidmeh shemegi'im l'matzav shel yeyosh. The height is when we think we've reached total despondency. Yesh koach miyuchad shel hitchatshus. We can have renewal. Hamarir mechadash et hachayim. That reawakens our life. Lamrod kol sibot, despite everything. Lamrod hasrivav hashmata, despite everything around us, we can be able to start from the beginning. Purim is about livro ba'atzmo Adam Acher, to recreate ourselves. L'chadesh ba'atzmo matan Torah, to have a new matan Torah, to be able to have renewal. He ha'simcha ha'gdol shel chodesh v'yimei ha'purim. The Trias Hameitim and Ruchlias. We go through a calendar year, and you know, we have Rosh Hashanah, we get excited, and there are points in time that we feel. And then the winter comes, and it's dark, and there's despondency, and there's, you know, it's just dragging our feet, like, ay. And we feel like, you know, we've lost that vision. We've lost that focus. We've lost that connection. Comes along Purim with a tremendous simcha. You know what the simcha is? Redefining, reinvigorating, reconnecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's about itchatshus. It's about renewal. It's about investing of ourselves anew in our relationship. Maila Sapurim, which is a skula chodesh al adar, which is hiyadchatshus v'atchliya ruchanit kol simcha gdola haperetzim mikol gvulot hachayim hi simchas itchatshus in 26. The greatest simcha possible is the simcha of itchatshus, the simcha of renewal. And we know this, my friends. You get a new outfit. You're so excited, right? You can't wait to put it on. You can't wait for Shabbos or Yenta for the first time you're going to wear it at a simcha. And there's excitement in it. And like, you know, and then the third time you put it on, you're like, oh my gosh, I have nothing to wear. I'll get this again. What happened to it? The newness wore off. There's a simcha, there's rejoicing at any time that you have newness. The newness of Purim has to be put into the itchatshus, into the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Rav Dessler speaks about, just taking this idea even one step deeper. The idea of Purim is the idea of Kimu V'Kiblu. It's the idea of renewal relationship with Hashem. The way that renewed relationship is manifested is through Hitchatshus. It's through renewal. The way that renewal is manifested, says Rav Dessler, is being able to feel newness in that which we do all the time. And he brings down the idea that being Mekaba Pnei Hashchina is being Mekadesh the Areach, the Kiddush HaChodesh, every month is your, as if receiving God. Why? Because it's a new moon. Hitchatshus, renewal. Aval b'sha'a shenasa eizah chidush achi katan. Any type of newness, shemerer ksat et adam litvonenor, that allows you to contemplate, miyadu musugal, arom mitokach et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're able to see Hashem. Ulufinza oreim oreino saba mikel, ki lo rekam evarach al HaChodesh, mitzvano yechashem kemakabo pnei Shechina. It's not only if you say Kiddush HaChodesh, you're, you know, as if you're accepting Hashem. Elakam kol adam amerer tatzmo lisponenos. Any time you introspect a little bit, any time you think a little bit, kigon idea amirah psukei dezimra mimesinos. If you say the psukei dezimra between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach a little bit slower, obelimud amusar bisponenos vidrakshul. Your learning is a little different. Your tefillah is a little different. Your benadam lachaveira is a little bit different. Vimkein ilchamakaba pnei shina yotermizeh. You know what we have to do? We have to do, says Rav Dessler in 30, is hisbonus hachitana, already starting out there, mishinechlas adar, and for sure on Purim and beyond. Shadam mitbonen betfila. Take a look at what you've been saying all the time. Focus in on a line. Focus in on a birkas hamazon. Focus in on something you've been doing out of rote. V'yiftachlu atayinayim latchil lavim v'lachushet gadluto v'chachmato v'chasto shakarish baruchu. And suddenly you'll see the greatness of Hashem. You know, I find personally that there's one line in Psukei Dezimra. I've spoken about this in the past, that for me, it's the line that keeps me going for the whole day. And it's the line that I focus in on. And I want to share this line with you because perhaps you'll be able to focus in on this line. And even one line that you stop and you say, wow, how beautiful this is. Maybe you'll focus on the line before the line after. Or another line. And that brings simcha. Because I understand the depth going on here. I understand the beauty. I think it's Kapitul Kuf Mem Zayin. It's between Ashrei and one of the Halukas. We say the following. Hanotein Shelah Katsamer. Hashem gives wool. Katsamer, like, it gives snow, like wool. Kefor, ka'efer, yifazer. The cold, according to the ashes, according to how cold it is. So it seems like a technical thing, you know. There's wool, there's snow, there's coals, there's ashes. What's going on here? So it's a beautiful Hasidic chat I once saw in Pamema 8, where he says the following, Rav Reis, quoting a Hasidic master. Hanotein Shelek, when Hashem gives snow, when He brings down upon us coldness, and cold is obviously challenges and difficulties, He also gives you the tzemer, katzemer. He gives you the wool. He gives you the inner wherewithal to handle the challenge. He gives you the people. He gives you the resources. He's helping you through. Kifor, as you're shivering, ka'efer yafazer. He's already spread out for you the coals to keep you warm. I call this not a down comforter, but an up comforter. This is what Hashem gives us. Wow. Any of us, and who is not, go through any type of challenge, some bigger, some smaller, on any given aspect of life. Stop. We go through this and we're saying, like, how am I going to get through the day? It's overwhelming. I'm shivering. I'm so alone. I'm cold, forlorn, lonely. And I stop and I say this pasuk. Hanotein Shelek Katzemer. Kefor Ka'efer Yafazer. And I suddenly feel warm and cozy because I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding me. And there's so many psukim like this. And there's so many insights like this. Learn. Open up a sefer. Rav Schwab on tefillah. There's so many beautiful svarim. And be able to see that when I start davening in this way, it's all different davening. I'm not mumbling words. I'm connecting. And that connecting is a simcha of what Purim is about, of reconnecting, of reaccepting the Torah. And that's about hitchachos. That's about seeing what I am doing on a routine level and being able to connect to it. As Rav Pinkus points out in Source 32 in his Sefer and Elul, the prophet Yeshaya protests this when he says, their fear of me was like a human command performed by rote. Yeshaya's protest is not just over the fact that people perform mitzvahs by rote. He says, they're fearing me. He's talking about their Yiras Shamayim. Even a person's fear of heaven can be by rote. It can be out of habit, without thought. Our perception of Hashem, of the sinner and the chumash, is that of a five-year-old child. This is indeed those who are far, serving Hashem from a distance of 30 years or more from the time we first came to know Him. Only someone who recently drew close to Hashem, who just now renewed himself, is among those who are now close. Here are some more examples. Every Shabbos we recite the Nishmas prayer. If we say, pay careful attention to the words we're saying, we'd be filled with inner excitement. Chavetz Chaim once asked them if he noticed that in the Hatova, Meiti blessing, Birkos Hamatov, the last bracha, we're asking for no less than 15 different things. Upon us forever grace, kindness, mercy, relief, rescue, success, blessing, etc. Do we notice all these requests? If not, it's because we got into the perfect habit of reciting Birkas HaMazon while still in preschool. And we know further, my friends, that the Birkas HaMazon ends with the Harachamans. Right after when we go to Lilomai Chasrein, we've all these Harachamans. Not the Chavetz Chaim, it's a Gevaldic idea, he said. That why do we have the Tarachamans? Because after you do a mitzvah, you're opening the gateways of heaven to make requests. So for men, the mitzvah of benching is from the Torah. For women, it's from the rabbis. But nevertheless, it's a mitzvah. So after I've done a mitzvah, like on Friday night when we light, women light candles, we say the Yeretzah, we ask bakashos, we ask requests for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spiritual requests. After I've benched, I've done a mitzvah, we've now, the gates are open. Harachamani for Saint B'chavod. Harachamani Shmor Leng Mel Tzavarein. Harachamani Shlach Lod Bracha Rubai Rubai Tatsa. Yishlach Lod Eliyahu Novi. Kefaldi. Brachos. Do you ever pay attention to it? Do you ever realize that this is an auspicious time to ask and that the gates are open? Where are we? Hitchachos. Renewal. And indeed, notes the Haros Derech. And this is a Gevaldic idea. Revise Blum Shlita. He says, so often people come to Purim and they expect this high. He's talking Yeshiva boys. And, you know, it's a happy day, but they don't feel this high. He says, people ask, well, where am I missing it? And he says, Aleinu ladat shadam zochel l'simcha kishechayav pnuyim. You want to know where simcha is? When you've built your life. Im hayinu menasim l'chiyot yom echad chayim pnuyim. If we would live our lives with attentiveness, with mindfulness, with this idea of hitchachos, of renewal, hayinu mergashim shesimcha amitit l'simcha dimyonit, we'd feel real joy, not this illusionary joy. Imagine one day, we would say every word slowly and really think about every word, and then we would learn, or we would do eat, or do chesed, and we would bench, and everything we did, our mussar and our beratam l'chaveira, we did with thought, with consideration. He says, I guarantee you, you'd be filled with simcha. Idea number one, simchas giving. Start in Adar. Start flexing those giving muscles. likening yourself to the Shechina. Idea number two, Simchas Hitchatshus, it's renewal. Start from Adar and continue through Nisan, which is all about rebirth, about rebirthing yourself, about starting again, about picking a tefillah that every day, pick Ava Rabba, you'll say another line with more kavana. Whatever it is, focus, say Shema, with actually thinking that I'm doing the mitzvah, Kabbalat Omachot Shemayim. Like, think about what I'm doing. And when I do this, and if I could build an entire day like this, there's no greater simcha than that. At least, very least, my friends, Purim. Purim, which is a day of Kimu v'Kiblu, how is it manifested in our lives? Focus on the mitzvahs that we do. Stop at every bracha that you say. Sit down and really think what we've spoken about ad infinitum. In front of who am I doing this and what am I about to do? Daven, even women, to try to make it, if possible, to shul, or at least to daven, wake up early and really, you know, the Sfarim say, I was just learning this morning, the Berachayim, that it's if the king opens his treasure house once a year, take whatever you want from the treasure house. Who would be a fool to sleep through the day and get distracted? That's Purim. Purim is a day when the treasure houses are open. It's a day of tremendous tefillah. It's a day of tremendous connection. Our benching, our netilat yadayim, our asher yatzar, it's a day where every tefillah, every bracha, every kapitel tehillah is done with connection. That's Hitchatshus, that's the second level. Third level. Notes from Moshe Schwab, Zatzal. It's so interesting, he says, that one of the reasons why we're always sad is that we are egotistical. We think the world revolves around me. And when someone doesn't do what I want them to do, I get angry, and I get frustrated, and I blame other people. And I say, did you hear what they said? Did you hear what they did? And I forget that there's Ribbono Shel Olam running the world. Ke'kol natum b'yadavi parach, v'ani ani ela kli shekash baruch hu yoseh kirtano. Real simcha is hitbatlut. It's being able to abitul. It's being able to nullify ourselves and being able to realize that Hashem does what He believes is the proper time. And therefore, the time of Purim, it's a time of being able to step outside of ourselves and be able to see Hashem in the picture. Chmol Chaim 35 in the arrow asterisks. Yinyanu shel simcha Purim hibitachum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to belief in Hashem. Habayit eit barnu b'kriyas ha-Megillah b'mayis Hashem b'nisav. When I read in the Megillah about Hashem and all the wonders that He did, u'mimenu hu ba lashrish b'atzmo ki kol ha-masim ha-nasim ha-ta ba'olam inam ela b'ashkachato. And then after reading the Megillah, I'm able to introspect and realize that, you know what? I also have a Megillah. Hashem also runs my life. And that everything in my life is also tailor-made. Mitokachu boteh b'kadosh baruch hu, and that infuses in us, injects in us, bitachu. Meisir matzvo kol daiga, ubali de simcha. And my worry is taken from my heart. I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that, but who's running the show? Kadosh baruch hu's running the show. You know, it's like the kid whose father makes a wheel by the passenger seat because he likes to play with the wheel. And the kid really thinks that he's driving the car. I mean, how crazy is that? How crazy are we that we think we're driving our car? We just have that fake little wheel that we think we're moving in different directions. We're no greater than that child. Being in a state of simcha, a joy, brings hashras hashchina, brings down the divine providence upon a person. How do you reach this? That's Purim. It's bitachon. It's about letting go. It's about being able to see Hashem runs the world. And part of this is tikkun amidos. Part of this is being really able to work on myself and to step out of ego and open my eyes. And he brings us an example, 36, Rashwa. Zeresh had the idea, Haman's wife, to make a big tree to hang Haman on. So the Medrash says, why did she choose this of all the punishment? So she went through Jewish history. She says, you know what? It's not such a good idea to throw him into a fire because, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they got out of a fire. Lion's Den, that didn't work so well. That was Daniel, that didn't work well. And she went through Jewish history. Jail, that didn't work well. Yosef got out. And then she said, tree. Nobody has ever been hung on a tree. I think a tree is a good idea. Well, obviously, she was barking up the wrong tree. And we see that she was stumped in this one. And that is, if Hashem can save in every other area, of course He can save here. And this is where we're so short-sighted. If you see the Hashgacha of Hashem, you can't be able to branch out into other areas as well. This is the short-sightedness that so many of us have. And notes in the Siva Shalom 37 of Shlomo Rebbe. V'zeu inya mishenichas adar marbi misimcha. Godo malos asimcha shiudi sameach b'chalko. You're happy with your portion. Shimirutze manhagas habore. You're happy with what Hashem does with you. Umamin, you believe. Shekol ma da'avid rachmanu l'tav avi. Whatever Hashem does is for the good. Who bechlal baruch hagever shivtach b'Hashem, which is part of, praises a person who has faith in Hashem. Shemitol shemargish ki imo anochi b'tzara samuch libo batuach b'Hashem v'yashem yivtacho. The more you hold that Hashem is with you, whatever you go through, you will feel that salvation. V'zeh tafkid shel chodesh Adar Purim. This is the job of the month of Adar and Purim. Shiyudi yashrish b'libo to bitachon b'Hashem. That we really instill within ourselves this feeling of bitachon. Of faith. Shafilu b'matzav kazeh shekvar nechtav v'nechtam b'dabad ha-melech. Gzeira nora kazu. Hareya ha-bikach bitachon shal Mordechai asher nitafsem b'vizchano shalo yikrav lo yishtachaveh hivkiya eroa ha-gzeira. Even at a time when it was nechtav v'nechtam, it was signed and sealed in the signet of the king. With that bitachon of Mordechai, we were able to rescind the decree. And this, my friends, is why Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a time that whatever decree is found, when a person is able, with simcha, to say, Hashem, I know that You are the one who is giving me whatever You are giving me, and I know it's for my best good. However, Hashem, I would like to be able to serve You in a way of connection, and really dive into Hashem, then there's no need for that gzeira to bring you closer to God, because you've already been brought closer to God. Purim is a time that Siva Shalom speaks about, that if on Yom Kippur, it's Al Chayt, we have to break the wall between us and Hashem, brick by brick, stone by stone. Purim is dynamite. One dynamite stick, boom. It's not Tshuva Meira, it's Tshuva Me'ava. Purim is about connecting to Hashem. Purim is about being able to let go and bring Hashem into our lives. Purim is a realization, recognition that Hashem is the one in control. And that's why Mishenichnas Adar Marbi Mesimcha says in Siva Shalom 38, just like Yom Kippur needs a Seris Yom HaTshuva to be able to get to that pitch, you just can't walk into Purim and let go. You need 14 days, 15 days to get yourself ready to be able to have this level of bitachon and then build from it to the Chodesh of Nisan, which is the times of Nisim, of miracles, and be able to enter into the Chag Hamuna, Pesach, the festival of faith, on a whole different dimension. And it's no wonder, as the Chazon LeMoed points out in 39, the Chidush Arim says that Adar is from the Lashon of Adur Beinechem. Hashem says, Parsha Truma, we read always the beginning of Adar, I'll make a little base of Mikdash, I'll dwell within you. Adar itself is Aleph Dar, Alufa Shalolam, the general, the chief. Dar, it lives in our world. Adar is a time when Hashem is so close to us. With this in mind, my friends, we understand one of my favorite ideas of Rabbi Tatz, the idea of getting dressed up on Purim. Haman Amalek, and what Purim means will begin the Garden of Eden. At the very beginning of the human experience. It is man's own action which brings Amalek into existence, and it is to be our actions which must vanquish him ultimately. On Purim, we read the Megillah of Esther, that scroll which represents the hiddenness of Hashem's management of the world. The very word Esther means hidden. When the Gemara asks, where is Esther found in the Torah, it answers from the verse, Va'anochi Esther Esther, and I shall surely hide my face. And as the Baal Shem Tov notes, Va'anochi, the Anochi is Esther Esther. The Anochi, God Himself, is hidden within the hiddenness. And it's just because of this hiddenness that we can and must exert ourselves to reveal the divine hand. When the Jews at the time of Purim were faced with events which could have easily been perceived as mere coincidence, and yet chose to see the hand within those events, that was a deep and real acceptance of Torah. At Sinai, Torah was obvious. No effort was needed to perceive the divine. And in a sense, the human role was secondary. At Purim, the divine was far from obvious, and that's why the Jewish people's acceptance of Hashem's rule then was, in the same sense, more meaningful. Amalek's defeat at the time of Moshe and Yeshua was great. But Haman's defeat at the time of Esther was greater. To see the light when it's overpowering is not difficult. To cause the light to shine when darkness seems overpowering is heroic. And here's the punchline. Purim is a time of mass. Hashem is going into hiding in Jewish history. He has donned a mask, but he's not distant. If one is distant, he does not need a mask to avoid being identified. The distance achieves that. No, a mask is necessary when one is very close, and yet wishes to remain hidden. The world is his mask. Nature hides his presence. But the same world, the same nature, needs only to be peeled back to reveal its source. My friends, the first idea of Simcha is giving. That is bringing out the real Tzelem Elokim in us. The second idea of Simcha is Hitchatshus, is renewal. It's being able to focus in on those mitzvahs we do all the time without thinking and putting feeling into it, putting mindfulness into it. Third idea of Simcha is Bitachon. It's being able to bring Hashem into our lives and be able to realize that He is someone in control. He's not away from us. He's very close. If He's wearing a mask, that means I can really see Him. But he's in hiding. Final idea of Simcha, obviously there's many more that I want to speak about Meretz Hashem today, is Rabbeinu Merachayim 41. And he says, Va'itza liyop simcha ilakir at kama chashiva v'dato b'shamayim. How do you read Simcha? Recognizing how beloved every small thing we do is in heaven. Va'afim l'dato v'dato p'guma v'lokev v'chaser. Even if we feel we're lacking what we're doing, we find that Hashem finds it so beloved. We know that B'nai B'Nafshal Haman Lamdu Torah B'nai Brak, the descendants of Haman learned Torah B'nai Brak. How is this possible? So the one answer that's given in the Medrash is that when Haman brought Mordechai to the streets and says, Kachi Yatzel HaMelech, he had a moment of tshuva, where he said the Pasuk, Amarti B'Shalvi B'Alemo Le'olam Hashem B'Rtzoncha Mad Tel Arioz, he started to Panecha Iti Nivhal, Kapitul Lamed of Tehillim. At that moment, Shavotosha Naflab Libo Machshavatova, he had a thought that there's a Manhig Labira, that there's a master of this world. And for that one momentary thought, he is rewarded with the son that's learning in B'nai Brak, which is very interesting because the member that we began with, Amar Shmuel Bar Shilat, who is Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, who said, Mishenech Nasadu Amar B'Yusimcha, was a descendant of Haman. And we come full circle. Person, no matter where they're in, should never minimize any small thing. And that's what he goes on to say, the Rav Biederman, is when Esther says, Kitvunu L'Doros, write me for all generations. Why? Why was she into publicity? No, God forbid. She wants to show people that a Yesoma, that an orphan, that a person who is in such a place like this, small things that a person do, can have major effects, and that we should never give up hope. And indeed, as we've seen before, Rav Meinzelsh points out in Sichos Bavadat Hashem in 43, the Sod Yisharit, that how is it possible that very meal where Klal Yisrael enjoyed, and they were worthy of being destroyed, from that very meal came our salvation, that Vashti was killed, and then Esther became the queen, and everything started turned around from the very meal. And he says, because on the seventh day, Kitov Lev HaMelech Bayayin, the Yom HaShvi, was none other than Shabbos, the Gemara said. And the Jewish people, albeit were at the Suda, but they said Divrei Torah, they spoke about the Parsha, they sang Smiros. And from that small mitzvah that they did, came the Yeshua, came the salvation. And says the Sod Yisharim, B'tam Hashem Purim, Shum L'Shom Peirurim. Purim perhaps comes from the word Peirurim, crumbs. Because in Nes of Purim, we see how much Hashem takes. Those small crumbs, the small mitzvahs we do, the miros, the Divrei Torah at the meal, and from them, He's able to bring tremendous salvation. V'zeh unyan Simchas Purim. You know what Simchas Purim is? Simcha and Peirurim. It's rejoicing with the crumbs. B'roteinu godol avat Hashem eleinu shemarich machshiv mechaveh kol pulat tana shalanu. How much is beloved every small thing that we do. And I would add here, before we end with the story, that when we look for crumbs the month later, from Purim to Pesach, we should be thinking about not just the crumbs that we see, you know, the Cheerios in our house, but think about all the crumbs of the little mitzvahs that we do, how beloved they are to Hashem. It will focus, reframe the looking for chametz as looking for opportunities to think about all the small mitzvahs we can do. Ah, another crumb. Ah, you know, I am so happy when I find chametz. I know it might sound crazy, or some of you may can relate to this. Ah, a soup nut. I've never gotten so excited as a soup nut. As being seeing soup nuts. You might think I'm nuts. No. That simcha is the simcha of pevurim, the simcha of finding those small things. Every mitzvah is beloved. The story of delivering, perhaps I've told before, we'll share again, that Rav Galinsky brings down, satsang, of a person who came to him the following shaila. Stories told about two men in Auschwitz. One of them, a Rav, who told another inmate that I heard that there's a wheat field a little bit further on, and maybe we can make matzah. And the guy takes the ball, this other fellow, and indeed he goes, and without going into specifics, he's able to take some wheat, make matzahs, and smuggles it back into the camp. And just as he's about to get into the barracks, a Nazi, Yimach Shmo, sees what he has hiding something, and beats him black and blue till he's bloody, and breaks all the matzahs, and he's left with just what you put together, you can get one kezias of matzah. He brings it back, and the Rav says, I need to have it. I've never had a Pesach without matzah. And the guy said, I'm the one who got beaten up for this. I'm the one who put my life in danger. I get the matzah. And they're arguing back and forth who should get the matzah. Finally, it was decided the Rav would eat the matzah, and the guy who was Moser Nefesh to get the matzah, he would get the mitzvah. The next day, the Rav is so excited he was able to eat matzah the night before. As he's working, he's davening to himself, and it gets to Hallel, and he was so excited, he screams out the end of the bracha, Likro et Hallel, and he gets shot dead on the spot. Now, fast forward. This Rav comes now, many, many years later, to this other fellow who survived the war in a dream, and says, I want that mitzvah back of matzah. And the guy's like, I'm not giving that back to you. I got beaten up for that mitzvah. That's my mitzvah. He says, please, please give me back that mitzvah. And that's the dream that he told Rav Galinsky, what should I do? And he told him to be miyayit, to ask a Rav. And the Rav said, you need to give him back that mitzvah. He says, but I beat myself for that mitzvah. He says, yeah. He says, but you're alive. And you have many more mitzvahs to do. He's in the Olam HaEmes. He's stuck. He can't do any more mitzvahs. If he wants this mitzvah, you have to give it to him. Oh, okay. No, no, not okay. Go to an Aron Kodesh, open it up, mention his name, and give him that mitzvah b'lev shalom with a whole heart, which is what the man does. A few nights later, the Rav comes to him in a dream, glowing. He says, I can't even begin to tell you what it's like since you've given me that mitzvah, how happy I am. Rabosai, this story is a pacha. A person who dies on Kiddush Hashem goes straight up to the Kisei HaKavod. Do we think one more mitzvah will make a difference? Because we don't appreciate mitzvahs. We don't understand Purim. We don't understand Perurim. We don't understand the Simcha of Purim. The Simcha of Perurim. The Simcha of being an Eved Hashem. The Simcha of doing one mitzvah. You know what the Simcha of Purim is? It's a Simcha and it begins Rosh Chodesh Adar and it climaxes in Pesach night. It's a Simcha of being a Jew. It's a simcha of having an opportunity to say every bracha. It's a simcha to Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu that we're able to serve Hashem. That's a simcha of Purim. My friends, practically, on our esoteric level, practical, on Purim, what should we do to enhance the simcha? Level one, give! Don't just think about yourself. Think about people who will be so happy to get a mishloach manor from you. Think about people who will be so happy to receive funds that are not part, perhaps, of the regular, stucco organizations, but you know need the money. And in a discreet type of way, to leave that money for them on Purim. Find ways to make people happy. Find ways to brighten people up, cheer people up, go to the hospitals, go to the old age home. It's a day of simcha. And in that way, you're living and fulfilling the essence of who you are. On the second level, look at the brachas that we say. Daven on Purim like you never davened before. Yom Kippur is a special davening. Daven a whole davening. Wow, with such connection. Hanotein shelik hatzomer, kefur ka'efer yifazir, gefal. He tchatchus and birkas amazon. I never said those harachamans like that. Third level, bitochum. Daven on Purim, say tehillim on Purim, daven during the Suda, and recognize I feel so connected to Hashem. I know I'm in His hands, and I know He's taking care of me. There's no greater joy than that. And when I daven during the Suda, and I daven on Purim, I'm davening from a place of connection, knowing that there's somebody who's answering Yikra'eni, and Hashem is Imo Anochi B'tzara. And finally, it's a simcha of every mitzvah. Every mitzvah I do on Purim, dance. Every mitzvah I do on Purim, do a hora. This is so exciting. Ashrenu Matov Chukina. I can be able to do this mitzvah. Do you know what this person had to go through to go down in dreams into this world to get the reward of one more mitzvah? And how many opportunities we have to do these mitzvahs? There's no greater simcha than that. My friends, Eretz Hashem, with all of this simcha, with all this enhancing exuberance, we mamish will go, b'chayel l'chayel, m'shenech l'thadar, marim b'simcha, from Purim to Pesach to the Gula Shlema, b'simcha.